Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we get into what's going on in the world of small business in South Africa. We often hear so much about how small businesses are and should be the engines of growth in our country, but is there enough that's being done to support these businesses? Are these businesses truly growing at the rate that we, you know, wish and hope that they did? What is the reality on the ground? So for today, we're joined by someone who is an expert in the field. We're joined by Nobesuthu Ndlovu, who is the director of SME over at Old Mutual Corporate, to give us some understanding just around the empowering impact of SMEs, you know, that are owned by marginalized groups in South Africa, and to just give us a sense of what's going on out there. Nobesuthu, greetings to you today.
Thank you for having me, Mudiwa.
A good place for us to start is when we say you are director of SME over at Old Mutual Corporate. Old Mutual is one of those companies that many people know and understand. So we're not going to ask what is Old Mutual, but rather when we talk about you know, your function and what you're looking after, you know, at the company, what's under your purview?
Sure. So as Old Mutual, you know, we are predominantly an insurance business. And what we have come to appreciate and understand is the magnitude of the small and medium enterprise market. And so my entrance into the organization, which is about 3 years ago, is really for the purpose of enabling Old Mutual to provide propositions, value propositions to the small and medium enterprise market that are beyond in the insurance space. So we're looking at propositions such as funding, access to clients, business operations, really everything that a business owner needs. And so under my ambit is to deliver the proposition and to enable Old Mutual to service small and medium enterprise customers appropriately.
All right. So when we look at what's going on out there, we began today's conversation talking about the fact that small businesses are seen as this, as being this engine of growth for the country. Is that the case in the current environment? Are small businesses, you know, performing at that level where they are employing these people, where they are, you know, being these engines of growth, where they are coming up with this innovation? Or are we still trying to perhaps handhold the SME sector to get us to that point?
We definitely are seeing the small and medium enterprise market as a place where jobs will be created for South Africans, for the greater good of our South African economy. If you look at the number of large corporates that are in the market right now, Mudiwa, you'll notice, and I'll just give retail as an example, there are really five major retailers that we have been experiencing and consuming from as South Africans for the last 20, 30 years. And as a result, it's almost an indication of the difficulty and the challenge that is involved in building a business from being small all the way through to being a large business. And so what we've seen in the last couple of years in South Africa is a lot of businesses emerging in various sectors. And my intention through my work here at Old Mutual is really to enable these businesses to grow to become the next set of large corporates. So we want to build the next set of Unilevers, the next Foschini groups, as an example, in terms of scale that we want our businesses to get to. And so that enablement will enable job creation. We have a major job challenge here in South Africa at the moment, where I'm sure most of us have seen the stats. I think they're north of 32% of unemployment. And from the clients that we have engaged on our platform, they certainly are employing people in the region of from anything from 2 to 10 employees at a time. And so it's really about creating many SMEs that become sustainable so that we can multiply that job creation effect.
And when you see what's going on in the sector? Obviously, this is we've got this vision of what small businesses can do, what they can be, and that you know, they can certainly help us to get there. In your role, right, what are the conversations, I guess, that you are having, you know, with SMEs? Are you trying to help them? Because you gave us a description just now about some of the, you know, some of what you guys are offering to the small business, to the small and medium enterprises out there. But in terms of your engagement, maybe with business owners or with these businesses, what type of engagements are you having? Are you having a, hey guys, you know, what are your funding or business requirements? Let us assist you. Or is it a, you know, getting into a situation where you are asking businesses, hey guys, please tell us what's going on in your business. We'd like to help you in whatever way forward. Like, or what's the level of engagement that you're having?
Sure. So, you know, I'm an entrepreneur by background. In my personal capacity, I've run my own business. And I distinctly remember what some of the biggest pain points are and were for myself in a business and are for business owners. And so we are having conversations that are a lot deeper than surface level conversations. So, for example, we have clients that are applying on our platform, and our objective and our discussion with our clients is, let us help you get approved for funding. Not just let us expose you to funding, let us help you get approved for funding. And what that looks like is by way of us offering products such as credit score on our platform, where a customer is able to see the credit score of their business before they get approved. And so that almost helps as a precursor in terms of, before you apply, check what your standing is, so that you don't waste time. Because in our conversations with clients as well, they have expressed to us that, you know, one of the biggest challenges is time for business owners. And so what's key to what we are solving for, and this is again based on conversations, is how can we help business owners save time in their business? Because we also have an appreciation that a lot of them are running these businesses with a very lean team. And so we've provided business tools that are not just at the surface level of the business tool, such as being able to create quotes, purchase orders, and invoices. We've gone, I like to say, almost 2-3 levels deeper, again, based on conversations with clients, to say, what is it that will make your life a lot easier? What is it that will help, like, save you time? So just by way of example of the outcome of the conversation is and this is just one example of one of the features, is when you send a quote from our system, SME Go, that quote, when the client receives it, they're actually able to accept or reject the quote there and then. So that will then appear on your platform as the business owner, and you don't have to follow up with the client to find out whether they have accepted the quote or not. So that's just an example of, you know, the conversations that we've had with clients telling us, you know, time is a big challenge, and us getting into level 2, level 3 around how might we resolve this in terms of the business operations and the business tools. And I'd say the third aspect in terms of outcomes of conversations with clients is, the biggest challenge is, please help me get access to a client base. So, you know, for your business to be profitable, you need customers. And so we are working on solutions and propositions to enable and help businesses to find clients.
When it comes to the issue of time, Nobisutu, engaging with a lot of small businesses, as we do, that tends to be one of the biggest things that are out there. And by that, you know, you're talking about the fact that a lot of small business owners tend to be the marketing person, they are the HR person, they are the graphic designer, they are the CEO, they are everything. You know, a lot of the time you've got these multiple hats. So sometimes even just sitting and maybe putting together a document, you know, that will, you know, show, or maybe not even show, but a document for funding, you know, whether it's a proposal, a motivation, whatever it is, some business owners might be sitting there saying, listen, I do not have time, to put something like this together. What type of support is there for those types of situations? That's the first thing. But secondly, as someone who has been a business owner, is that the way forward, or should small business owners actually come to terms with the fact that there's certain admin, so to say, that you just have to get stuck in with?
Sure. So, I mean, the reality is that when a person starts a business, the team has to be lean and small, because you're figuring yourself out. And you're figuring out the strategy of your business, and you're figuring out how the business must be set up. But most importantly, your cash flows are typically limited unless you've got startup funding that is substantial to enable you to hire. And I think it's also a blessing to actually start off small and start off with the fewer team, because it gives you an opportunity to get into the nuts and bolts of your business and really set up a business that is geared for success, because you would have understood the mechanics and the detail of how your business is supposed to operate, so that when you bring people on, you are clear in terms of what your expectations are. So I think it's not a bad thing in the initial stages. What tends to happen is that over time, the business grows and there's a need for then full proper support. In terms of resources that come into the business. And that's where the conundrum from a financial perspective comes in, where, for those resources to be catered for, you actually need to have the resources to be able to pay them. And, to your question around how are we supporting SMEs from that perspective and from other business operation tools perspective, this is through the platform that we have created for SMEs, and it's called SME Go. It is available on digital apps, so on the Android store and also on the iOS store, and it's also available via web. It's smego.co.za. And effectively, on this tool, we are providing the business tools that will help you run your business, such as invoicing all the way through to being able to see a statement of account for your client and being able to send that statement of account, adding products to your client, to providing support in the form of a marketplace. We've got an ability for customers to buy and sell their products on the market, and all the way through to funding propositions, where we've got a wide variety of funding solutions, starting from asset finance, business term loans, all the way through to a personal loan. And a personal loan is on the back of our appreciation that a lot of people that start their own businesses typically have got a job. And so you can use your job's payslip to actually apply for a loan.
One of the things that we have appreciated just talking to a number of small businesses is that a lot of small business owners, entrepreneurs, tend to value the experience of other business owners. You mentioned earlier on that you are an entrepreneur yourself, and in doing some of the research before you and I got into this discussion, I understand that you've built quite a successful retail business on the fashion side. So maybe it's putting you on the spot a little bit here, but I'm just hoping that you might be able to give us some insight. In the current environment, it's 2024. Maybe we could frame it, someone who's starting in the same industry that you were able to build your business in. Someone has a fashion retail business in 2024. They've just started out. Maybe they've got one or two seamstresses. They're running production out of a very small back room, and they're making the designs themselves. They've just started out, but they're gaining a little bit of traction, and they're now starting to see that actually, as I'm making my orders, You know, I'm getting orders and I'm fulfilling them, but the bigger the orders become, the more liquidity I need on hand, the more that I'm running into issues around working capital, you know, all of that stuff. So maybe you could use that as a use case to walk us through in 2024 how a person actually grows their business, you know, tapping into some of these external sources of funding, such as the ones that you are helping entrepreneurs to gear up for and actually access.
Sure. So, you know, and thank you for that in hindsight question, because that's the greatest quantum view. And so, you know, starting point would be, typically a business owner starts, like you've mentioned, actually with a very few group of people. And in this case, you're saying a seamstress, an idea, and probably themselves and a machine, right, to actually make the garments. The starting point is to identify the target market and your client base. And most people who typically start their business have done this, and they are off and they start selling. Tip number one is record your sales. Now that may sound simplistic, right? But the reason that you must record your sales in a format that is firstly professional and digital is to enable the funding process a little bit later on. So just to take a step back, this is where, and to your point around how then do some of our tools help, if I was starting a business from scratch, I would then use SME Go to invoice all of my clients for the product that I am selling so that I have that record. I would also use SME Go to load all of my products and my customers. And what is also built into our product feature set is the ability, in our invoicing capabilities, the ability to add VAT against your product or to remove VAT. So what some business owners do is that they have certain products that they pay VAT for and some that they don't pay VAT for. And that's different industries. There's some legalities around what you can and cannot do around VAT. So VAT is quite an important aspect, and it speaks to time factor and also compliance, which is what can trip a lot of businesses. And so with us providing that capability for you to create your business invoices with the tax component actually enables you to be compliant for tax and also saving you time in terms of engaging with your customers and also coming across professionally. Then I would say once you've got your sales going for a few months, make sure that you are paying close attention to how your cash flows are actually coming in and coming out of your business. And so one of the features that we have on SME Go is the ability to see what monies have come in and what monies have gone out and categories, so that at a very quick glance, you can see where you're spending the most money and you can start to make decisions around your financial behavior as a business owner based on the cash flow reports that we provide. We also give perspective on how things have grown and where things have grown in your business. And so I think that's quite a helpful view 6 months into your business, because typically you're at the point where you now need some funding. And so on the back of having the documentation that you needed, on the back of having the clients that you were have achieved over time, and you've created a lot of transactions and invoices, you have the ability to then go and apply for funding. And what's great about our tool and our solution that we provided is that you apply once, but it goes to multiple funders. That's typically a big issue for business owners, because I found myself going to government organizations, to banks, and funding process and that journey takes time. And so by you applying once and it going to multiple funders, we're actually doing that job for you. But you'd be making our life easier, because you would have had your transaction history on the system. And the reality is that most businesses need money. You need money to make money. And if you don't have parents that are able to help you, or friends or family, you know, the funding solutions are exactly what you need. And that's what we're providing. And so effectively, Muriwa, this is a holistic proposition where a person that is starting their business and running their business has an opportunity to actually grow their business by using all of these propositions to get there. So as a designer or a business owner that is owning a retail store, I would then be successful in 5 years' time because I would have been approved for the funding and I would have been able to expand my business into other spaces and increase my distribution network.
Yeah, well, certainly they do say that hindsight is 2020, and
yes.
We are happy to, you know, have gotten your view, you know, just around how someone in that particular space might be able to do things well now, you know, in the current environment. Probably the key thing that you said, and you stressed it quite a bit, was that, you know, from the get-go, you should be in a position where you are recording your sales in a manner that is professional and in a manner that is digital, because that then sets you up for so many more things later on down the line, you know, from being compliant with, I guess, with tax, being able to apply for funding, but also just the simple act of having a record of how much money is coming into the business and how much money is going out. And I think on that, I would end today's discussion by getting your sense of what's going on in the country. You are probably engaging with a number of different businesses out there. In 2024, you know, what type of businesses are doing well? Because we do know that there's no surefire way to make money in business. Because everything is cyclical. Something that's doing well this year might not be doing well next year. Maybe a business that does well in a high interest rate, high inflation environment doesn't do well when things normalize. So where we are right now and from the engagements that you're doing, what types of businesses or what types of sectors, you know, have you found to be, I guess, performing well or producing results? You know, maybe there's someone who's listening trying to figure out what industry they should be getting into.
Sure. So I think from what we've seen, we are seeing definitely in the retail space, that is a large growth sector. And I think that's primarily fueled because of the various credit propositions that have been made available for clients. So there are products such as buy now, pay later. And so that's really fueled an ability for consumers in a tough economy to still be able to purchase products. And these credit propositions are fantastic because they're actually geared towards small businesses. And so hence the growth in the retail sector. The other sector is wholesale trade or wholesale manufacturing, where, for example, I am a farmer and I am supplying a ShopRite with my produce. That is quite a growing industry, and that is primarily fueled because of the large corporates such as ShopRite having a very direct focus on procuring from local producers, which is actually quite helpful. And that's one of the things that we want to amplify in our proposition. And then I say the last one, which is growing based on our circumstance in South Africa, are businesses that are involved in the green economy. So such as solar, and what's coming up right now is people that are solving for the water challenges that we're experiencing. So I suppose, you know, it's a bit of people responding to the challenges and using the challenges as opportunities.
So on that, we then end off today's discussion. It has been a really great one. You know, a couple of key things that came out is the fact that Nobisuchu just giving us some insight into the type of work that they are doing, you know, on an Old Mutual level to try and support, you know, small businesses, because this is a segment of the economy that is seen, you know, as being a big employer and a big future employer of people. Also a source of innovation and a source, you know, of different businesses that could one day be tomorrow's large corporates. One of the key things that, you know, she stressed, you know, throughout the conversation is the fact that Businesses should have records of some sort. She gave, we went through, a nice case study earlier on, and that was one of the things, that she was talking about. Also, just being aware of the different funding options that are available to a small business and, the types of things that are appropriate. Obviously, there's no one size fits all because different businesses have different requirements. And as such, it means that they will have different funding requirements, and so how they engage with Old Mutual or any other financial institution becomes a bit different from that point of view. One of the other things that she did mention is the fact that, where we are right now, seeing a lot of action, in businesses such as retail that seem to be doing well, and some of it is being driven by the fact that on the consumer or customer side, there are some good credit options that have been coming to the market. I think buy now, pay later is one of the ones that she spoke about. And that's a conversation that we've had a number of times on this platform. And all of these things are all working together to help businesses that are in that particular sector. So it has been a good one. We were in conversation with Nobesutu and Lovu, who is the director of SME over at Old Mutual Corporate. Nobesutu, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mudiwa, and thank you to your listeners.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So from myself and the rest of the team, it is a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.